RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz.
Hello listeners, welcome back to our English program of our Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Today's edition will bring you first our news, followed by press review, today in history, focus, headlines, Indonesian wonder, and we'll continue our segment with miscellany. And to conclude our program for today, we'll present you our daily segment, Music Corner. That was our program summary for today. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Stand by now for the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news read by Rahmana. First, the headlines. President Joko Widodo inaugurated gas power plant. Pertamina to sell package fuel on Lebaran holiday. Now the news in detail. President Joko Widodo inaugurated Paguat Gas Power Plant, PLTG, in Pahuwato District, Gorontalo Province on Friday. He and Gorontalo Governor Rusli Habibie led for Pahuwato District aboard an Air Force helicopter from Jalaluddin Airport. President Joko Widodo was accompanied by First Lady Iriana, State Enterprise Minister Winnie Sumarno, President Director of State Utility Company PT PLN Sofian Bashir and Chairman of the Presidential Staff Office Teten Mas Duki. The Paguat PLTG with a production capacity 100 MW of electricity is part of the government's plan to generate 35,000 MW. Pertamina Region 3 Marketing Operation General Manager Jumali said that Pertamina has announced plans to sell package Pertamax fuel during the Lebaran exodus this year. He also remarked that the package fuel would be available at special counters in congested front spots and selected gas stations. He added that the price of the package fuel would be the same with the one sold at gas station, provided that the gas refill is conducted on the spot. He added that the package fuel would be available for motorcycle and cars in various size, starting from 1 liter to 20 liters, and the purchase amount of the package fuel would not be limited. He revealed that Pertamina might sell the package fuel on regular days. The Indonesian Western Fleet Command has arrested three Vietnamese flat fishing boats caught fortune fish in the Natuna waters, Rio Province, on June 2. The Vietnamese flat vessel BV5339TS KM'd Xuan Minh Soi and BV90360TS were caught by the command's warship Kairi Oswald Siaan 354 while operating in Indonesian exclusive economic zone. The Vietnamese flat fishing boats were believed to have conducted illegal fishing in the waters under the Indonesian jurisdiction and carry no legitimate documents. The boat's crew and cargo had been taken to Rane Naval Base for legal process. The Indonesian-US Aviation Working Group AWG seminar on Friday marks the one-year anniversary of successful US-Indonesian cooperation on aviation. Since its establishment, with the MOU signing between Minister of Transportation Ignatius Jonan and Ambassador Blake on April 20, 2015, the AWG has served as a platform where U.S. and Indonesian aviation stakeholders can engage with other to facilitate the growth of Indonesian aviation sector. The seminar entitled Enhancing Indonesian-U.S. Aviation Cooperation was hosted by Minister Jonan at the Minister of Transportation. Ambassador Blake attended during the panel, and there was a great signing ceremony between the U.S. Trade and Development Agency, USTDA, and the Detroit Journal of Civil Aviation, a component of Indonesia's Ministry of Transportation. The Minister of Energy and Mineral Resources recorded that Indonesian crude price, ICP, experienced a high in May 2016 of $7.48 per barrel, compared to April 2016, data on the Directorate General of Oil and Gas for Minister of Energy and Mineral Resources website on Friday, June 3rd. though the ICP in April 2016 remained at $37.2 per barrel. However, in May 2016, the number jumped to $44.68 per barrel. The increase in ICP is prompted by the demand of oil, particularly in China, and the decline of oil production from countries outside OPEC. The increase in crude oil price is also triggered by the disruption on more than 1.5 million barrels oil production per day due to several reasons, which occur in several countries including Canada, Nigeria, and Ghana in early May 2016. Indonesian shooter Ihsan Maulana Mustafa beat Englishman Rajit Oshad in the men's single quarterfinal of the PGA Indonesian Open Badminton Championship to secure a place in the final four of the $900,000 tournament. Ihsan triumphed in a tough 17-21-21-12-21-12 match on Friday night is the disappointment home spectators in the Bung Karno Indoor Stadium, who already witnessed two Indonesian pairs crash out the day. The unseeded Ihsan said that he was grateful with the win, replying that his composure throughout the match greatly contributed to the victory. Although he was hesitant in the first and second games, he later decided to take out an offensive approach in the third game. Ihsan said that it was his coach who lifted his morale and turned out to be the key to nail the game. The last item, West Papua Corridor Unitary State of Republic of Indonesia Expedition 2016 was officially closed by Indonesian Army of Chief Staff General Mulyono at the Army Special Truth Command Headquarters in Jakarta on Friday. The expedition was held on 1st February until 31st May 2016 in 8 regions of West Papua Province. After the closing expedition to media, General Mulyono said that the expedition team has conducted the mission based on the target overall. Even he explained that the expedition team has also found many species of flora and fauna as well as other crops which can be explored by Indonesian people.
Misi yang diberikan terkait dengan ekspedisi ini bisa berjalan.
The given mission related to the expedition has been able to run well and successfully. We all hope that the expedition team has found quite many discoveries of both flora and fauna as well as other crops in West Papua province. West Papua Corridor Unitary State of Republic of Indonesia Expedition 2016 was joined by 1,193 participants from personnel of Indonesian military, personnel of Indonesian police, academicians, non-governmental organizations, ministry and state institutions, university students from 54 universities and the general public. That's news over the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, with press review. Various important events that occurred this week are summarized in this press review. Let's begin with Kompas newspaper, which in its editorial on Friday writes gap challenges. The issue of socio-economic gap was raised again through the momentum of the birth of Pancasila anniversary on June 1st. Although Indonesia as an independent state has been going on for more than 71 years, the socioeconomic inequality seems not to be diminishing, instead it tends to widen. The socioeconomic reality, which is completely far from the mandate of the five precepts of Pancasila and the Constitution, which emphasize on social justice. Social inequality has created poverty to tens of millions of Indonesian people, while a handful of people who control the majority of wealth of the country live in luxury. This is very unfair. Efforts to remove inequalities and poverty are made more difficult by the political noise and conflict of interest that never end. Widening social gap without any serious attempt to resolve it could potentially be malicious threats which affect the life of the nation as a whole. Before things get worse, strenuous efforts to overcome social inequality are most needed. By using the momentum of the birth of Pancasila anniversary, the spirit to implement the ideals of independent to just and prosperous society needs to be waged. Turning to Republika newspaper, which in its editorial on Wednesday writes staple prices. As going back to one's hometown become a ritual once Idul Fitri arrive, the prices of basic materials would also rise as well. The rise in prices of some staples is like a tradition that until now could not be addressed by the government. As the system of the government that embraced the market economy to keep the staples prices remain stable is a necessity. In the era of President Suharto, the logistic agency Bulog controlled a variety of commodities, from cooking oil to rice. But since the reform era, Bulog power has been cut off. Bulog is only responsible for rice commodities. Currently, the main task of Bulog still on rice and commercial sources of funds. In the era of the new order, Bulog could get funds with very low interest to buy basic necessities and release them into the market to control prices. Actually, the price increase during Ramadan and Idul Fitri in certain limits can still be tolerated. People still understand if the increase is in the range of 10% to 15%. But when the increase is over 25%, the public will protest because prices are already above the threshold of tolerance. As long as the government is still giving Bulog's role as today, we will get the increases staples in the following years. According to Republika, it is necessary to give a wider role to Bulog as buffer institution. As a buffer agency, Bulog can play a role to help farmers when commodity prices fall by buying above the prices of production. But Bulog can also act to keep prices as they soar by conducting market operations and release their products. Let's conclude this press review with Tempo newspaper, which an editorial on Tuesday writes, controlling price before Lebaran. Ahead of Ramadan, which is only a couple days away, the government must ensure the availability of food needs, especially staples. In addition to sufficient supply, commodity prices should also be affordable. Do not let prices soar, which could result in people's purchasing power to decline. To commodity prices, which are soaring now, are red onion and beef. In contrast with rice, which prices tend to be stable in the range of 11,000 to 12,000 rupiahs per kilogram, the prices of beef has now soared to 140,000 rupiahs per kilogram from the previous 120,000 rupiahs. As for onions, 40,000 to 50,000 rupiahs per kilogram from the previous 20-something thousand rupiahs. As a result of skyrocketing onion prices since beginning of the year, this commodity became the biggest contributor of inflation in March. According to Tempo Daily, in a situation like this, the government must act strongly against speculators, those who are stockpiling commodities to profit as much as possible, and to distort the market should be dealt with firmly. The government must take a radical way so that the prices of staple commodities is not played by traders. One way is to change the structure of the market. Existing market structure is now controlled by merchants so that it could be called a monopoly. That was the end of press review over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Today in history. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Listener, meet again with me Andika in our regular Today in History over RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia. We start from an event on June 4, 1920 when the Treaty of Trianon was signed. The Treaty of Trianon was the 1920 peace agreement to formally end World War I between most of the allies of the World War and the Kingdom of Hungary, the latter being one of the successor states to Austria-Hungary. The treaty regulated the status of an independent Hungarian state and defined its borders. The principal beneficiaries of the treaty's territorial division were the Kingdom of Romania, the Czechoslovak Republic, and the Kingdom of Serbs, Croats, and Slovenes, or Yugoslavia. The next event was in 1988 when the Egypt said it would not extend the Suez Canal after the concession expired in 1968. The emergence of Gamal Abdel Nasser in 1954 as the new leader of the Egypt, who was revolutionary replacing Muhammad Naguib, has made rapid policies for economic and political development of Egypt. On 4th June 1956, Nasser said it would not extend Suez Canal after the concession expired in 1968. Due to the termination of the concession and finally the nationalization of the Suez Canal, a short time later, war broke between Egypt against England and France. The last event was in 1962, when the paratroopers of Indonesian Army jumped for the first time in West Irian. On 4th of June 1962 in Merauke, or precisely at Tanah Miring district, the paratroopers of Indonesian Army jumped for the first time, led by Major L.B. Murdani. Skydiving with three of C-130 Hercules was held to release West Irian from the Dutch colonial. To commemorate it, L.B. Murdani and also Dragon Operation on 6th of November 1961 was inaugurated as L.B. Murdani Monument. On the monument, there is a text that reads, "Di sini daerah penerjunan dalam rangka pembebasan Irian Barat yang dipimpin oleh Mayor L.B. Murdani pada tanggal 4 Juni 1962, which means here, dropping region in the frame of liberation of West Irian, led by Mayor L.B. Murdani on 4th of June 1962. That was Today in History.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus, daily news and events.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Focus. Today, the focus took the title in Indonesia is still striving to repair macroeconomy. International rating agency Standard & Poor's on June the 1st gave Indonesia's debt rating still at the level of BB plus for long-term debt and B for short-term debt securities. That means that Indonesia has not ranked in the investment grade yet. The rating agency headquartered in New York, USA, stressed that the performance of fiscal instruments or budget of the state government has not so improved, both of which have been running regularly or structurally. The rating given to Indonesia was in general because in terms of the achievement of the medium for the fiscal and external indicators and per capita income, they are still low. However, on the other hand, policy and institutional regulations have improved and monetary policy are taken quite credible. Standard & Poor's said that the outlook for the long-term rating for Indonesia is positive. Related to Standard & Poor's assessment, the Minister of Finance Bambang Brojonegoro remained optimistic that the condition of the ratio of debt to gross domestic product of Indonesia and the management of government financing of the loan currently are in good condition. Bambang Brojonegoro even asserted investors' portfolio are not too affected by Standard & Poor's rating because they respond well to the government's plans to issue euro bonds in the near future. Meanwhile, Governor of Bank Indonesia Agus Martowardoyo said he respects the decision and assessment of the international rating agency Standard & Poor's. He said Indonesia would still consider the economic development of the world and seek to strengthen macroeconomic of Indonesia. He assesses Bank Indonesia and the government have so far managed to maintain the condition of Indonesia's economic fundamentals remain stable and even increased. An economist, Budi Hikmat, said Standard & Poor's did see an improvement in the economy of Indonesia. Nevertheless, he viewed the agency was still awaiting two important events in the Indonesian economy, namely the revision of the state budget and the tax amnesty scheme for entrepreneurs. Therefore, Budi reminded the government of the importance of preparation with good tax amnesty scheme because this scheme was recommended by the World Bank and highlighted by Standard & Poor's. That was focused today on Indonesia still strives on macroeconomic repairs. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Here news in brief read by Rahmana. President Joko Widodo inaugurated Fuguad Gas Power Plant, PLTG, in Puawato District, Gorontalo Province, on Friday. Pertamina Region 3 Marketing Operations General Manager Jumali said that Pertamina has announced plans to sell packaged Pertamax fuel during the Lebaran exodus this year. The Indonesian Western Fleet Command has arrested three Vietnamese flat fishing boats catch poaching fish in the Natuna Waters Rio Province on June 2nd. The Indonesian-U.S. Aviation Working Group AWG seminar on Friday marks the one-year anniversary of successful U.S.-Indonesian cooperation on aviation. The Minister of Energy and Mineral Resources recorded that Indonesian crude price ICP experienced a high in May 2016 of around $7.48 per barrel compared to April 2016. Indonesian satir Ihsan Maulana Mustafa beat Englishman Rajit Wasef in the men's singles quarterfinal of PGA Indonesian Open Badminton Championship to secure a place in the final four of the $900,000 tournament. West Papua Korea Territorial Republic of Indonesia Expedition 2016 was officially closed by Indonesian Army Chief of Staff General Mulyono at Army Special Truth Command Headquarters in Jakarta on Friday. That's news in brief from the Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia at en.voi.co.id.
You still tune to Voice of Indonesia broadcasting daily from Jakarta on frequency of 9525 kHz. You can also listen through our audio streaming at www.voi.co.id. Listeners, here is our next segment, Indonesian Wonder.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello listener, it is a pleasure to meet you again in Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary, arts, and culture from various regions across Indonesia. In today's edition, we will invite you to visit Banyuwangi to enjoy the beauty of Ijo Bay. Stay tuned! Listener, Ijo Bay is a name which was given by local people. The bay is located in Banyuwangi Regency, Pesanggrahan Sub-District, East Java, has all natural scenery. Surrounded by natural beautiful forests, nice chirps of birds, which is combined with wind breeze and the sound of waves is heard like the sound of natural orchestra. All of that can make our minds relax, especially in facing daily routine. Listener, usually when we hear word of Ijo Bay, we directly ask why it is said Ijo or means green. As we know, usually sea has blue color. But if you arrive at the bay, you will be presented a bay which has green color. Besides, you will see the exotic view of this tourism object, such as white sand and 8-meter high waterfall. Listener, Ijo Bay has its own uniqueness on the sand, which is smooth and easy to stick on skin. Besides waterfall, at the tip of west and east, there is also coral stone. The bay also has greenish clear water and beautiful view, which will make you to be amazed. At the bay, you can swim or play on the sand. Waterfall with fresh water and medium depth is usually used to take a bath after swimming at the beach. And if you like camping at the location, it is quite good to set a tent. Listener, to go to Ijo Bay, you may depart from Jember City to Rajekwesi Beach. From Rajekwesi Beach, you must walk around 2 kilometers. To arrive at Rajekwesi Beach will take your energy, because you must pass up a hilly road, forest and bush on the hill. Although, the trip is quite heavy, we guarantee that you will be satisfied because on the left, you can enjoy sea view with the Greenwich Beach. Listener, are you interested to come to Banyuwangi, Jember? Please set your time to take holiday at Ijo Bay. Listener, that was Indonesian Wonder for today. We meet again tomorrow with another topic. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
Miscellany on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with Miscellany. Today, we'll bring you information on how Indonesia welcomes the holy month of Ramadan. Listener, Ramadan is coming soon and all Muslims in the world joyfully welcome the most awaited month in the Muslim calendar by doing many different activities in welcoming Ramadan. Muslims in Indonesia are no exception. Known as the country with the biggest Muslim population in the world, Indonesia has many different ways in welcoming Ramadan. Every island has their own way and traditions to show their gratefulness to be able to worship in Ramadan again. Today, we'll bring you to know a little on how Indonesian Muslim in a few areas welcome the Ramadan, and we'll start with the welcoming Ramadan tradition in Sumatra Island, exactly in Nanggroe, Aceh Darussalam province. Listener, Nanggroe Aceh Darussalam province, known also as the Serambi Mekah or the Mecca Veranda, is a province in the tip of Sumatra Island. Aceh people welcome Ramadan by doing Aceh tradition called Megang. Megang is a goat or buffalo slaughtering ritual hereditary done in Aceh since the era of kings in Aceh. It is a very important ritual in Aceh, so if there are residents unable to afford in buying goat or buffalo, the community will work together to help. Megang is also done to celebrate Eid al-Fitr and Eid al-Adha. There are also Jalur Pacu tradition in Kuantan Singgigi Residency in Riau. This tradition is similar with a rowing race. Jalur Pacu tradition is performed in the Riau rivers using traditional boat. The closure of this once a year tradition will be another tradition called Bali Mau Kasai or an ablution before sunset tonight. In Java Island, the native Jakarta people known as Betawi community welcome the Ramadan with Nyorok tradition. Its tradition is to share gift parcel to the family of the elderly. The gift parcel usually contains with raw food materials, buffalo meat, seabass fish, coffee, milk, sugar, and many other things. Even though the word Nyorok is rarely heard nowadays, the tradition is still alive until today. Nyorok is the tradition for family to get together in welcoming the Holy Ramadan. The last tradition is from Sulawesi Island, exactly in the city of Makassar. In Makassar, the Bugis communities usually do what they call Surobaka or praying together 7 to 1 day prior to Ramadan. It is usually done in a group or families. Well, listener, that's miscellany for today.
Meet again tomorrow with another miscellany on Indonesia.
Music Corner.
presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener of RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are, welcome back with me, Andika, in Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian original music, either traditional or modern ones. In addition to shortwave non-5 to 5 kHz, you can also listen to this program through our audio streaming at www.voi.co.id or through RRI World Service mobile application on your smartphones. In today's edition, I will introduce you to Rini Wulandari. She is a girl who was born in Medan on April 28, 1990, and she was a winner of singing competition in National Private Television in 2007. In the same year, she released her first album entitled Aku Tetap Milikmu. Due to her activity, she was famous in Indonesian music industry. In 2014, after she graduated from her college, Rini established her management and independently released a single entitled Oh Baby. Luckily, GP Records is interested in producing her second album. VOI listener, let's listen to a song entitled Oh Baby sung by Rini Wulandari. Enjoy the song!
Baby, boy, I love the way you come and make me feel. The things you do for me, you know you're is real. I got you, baby. I need you, baby. So stay here, baby. Come love me, baby.
Listener, Oh Baby is one of her single songs in her second album entitled Independent Girl Part 1. This album was released in March 2014. Rini said that lyric in this album is her life story and her experience. In this album, she explored her vocal and become herself because R&B genre is her passion. Surprisingly, Oh Baby's song succeed to penetrate international market. In addition, this song is also parallel with song of Rita Ora and One Direction. Rini never expect that her song is played at Britain, the United States, and Japan radios. She felt to have an opportunity to go international. One of her achievements is Female Singers of the Year in Indonesian Choice Award nominee. She also had an opportunity to perform a Music Matters 2015 event in Singapore. Listener, let's listen to next song entitled Rapuh from Rini Wulandari. Enjoy the song.
Masih terasa luka di masa lalu.
Listener, that was a song entitled Rapuh, sung by Rini Wulandari. This song was popularized by Junor Arif. This song colored her second album, which most of her songs are upbeat. No wonder, Independent Girl Part 1 album was in the 10th hottest album in 2015. For Rini, music is part of her life. Through songs, she can express her feeling. According to her, humans can unite through music. This album invites women to be independent women. Well, listeners, to conclude our segment Music Corner for today, let's listen to two songs entitled All of My Heart and Independent Girl, sung by Rini Wulandari. Thank you for listening and sampai jumpa.
Just waste it all away, because love is just a game you play. So go ahead and make up your mind if you wanna come and stay, or else just go and pick up your things and leave it here. Just let me be. So go ahead and make up your mind if you wanna come and stay, or else just go and pick up your things and leave it here. Just let me be. You had to bring the past. Thought you wanna let it go.
Please let me go.
I know that we made mistakes along the way, but you have never felt that you have grown. How could you have left me here alone?
So go ahead and pick up your mind.
If you wanna come and stay,
Indonesia, let's make the world green.
Please watch what you say. 1945, 57 for July, still a 10, ain't no surprise. That's that international fine, that's that boarding past the Milan, that's that coach bag and that hatchback with a man paying for nothing. City's making all that cash, it's throwing it up, she don't give a fuck. Drop her a section, picking it up, it's value of time, and time ain't enough. I'm in on her bucks. She made all her men start running laps. Juanita Mandiri, that's a girl that's making big bucks.
Go ahead, girl, go ahead. Move your body to the rhythm of the music. Don't let any other fella say you ain't.
I'm taking what's mine, at least a million. You ask where I'm at, I'm at home. Homie, I'm chilling. Two doors, whole black, and my crew strong. That roughneck, no price tag, I could bite that, no problem. And I don't mean to put you on the spot. If I had an iPhone, you ain't getting no FaceTime. Jangan kasih muka, jangan kasih muka. Jangan kasih muka, jangan kasih muka. Jangan kasih muka, jangan kasih muka.
Republic of Indonesia's World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Presenting actual news, all Indonesian songs, current issues, and entertainment. Broadcasting daily from the fourth floor of RRS Building on Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat number 4 and 5, Jakarta.
Listen live to www.voi.co.id.
Dan apa yang kuinginkan
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia, let's make the world green.
Tentang diriku dan apa yang kuinginkan.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.